You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Vatican's Pontifical Academy for Life has issued a statement regarding the case of the terminally ill English baby Charlie Gard. On Tuesday, the European Court of Human Rights rejected a plea from the baby's parents to be allowed to move him to the United States for experimental medical treatment. 10-month-old Charlie was born with a rare genetic condition called mitochondrial depletion syndrome, which causes progressive muscle weakness and brain damage. He's being kept alive on a ventilator and life support system, but Britain's Supreme Court also ruled earlier in June that it was not in the baby's interest to move him or to continue treatment. Specialists at London's Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital believe Charlie has no chance of survival. In a statement, Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia, president of the Pontifical Academy for Life, says the interests of the patient must be paramount, but he adds we must also accept the limits of medicine and avoid aggressive medical procedures that are disproportionate to any expected results or excessively burdensome to the patient or the family. Quoting comments from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, the Vatican statement speaks of the complexity of the situation, the heart-rending pain of the parents, and the efforts of so many to determine what is best for Charlie. It reaffirms that we should never act with the deliberate intention to end a human life, including the removal of nutrition and hydration, but adds that we do sometimes, however, have to recognise the limitations of what can be done, while always acting humanely in the service of the sick person until the time of natural death occurs. Warning of the risks of ideological or political manipulation as well as media sensationalism, the statement stresses that the wishes of the parents must be heard and respected, but they too must be helped to understand the unique difficulty of their situation and not be left to face their painful decisions alone. I'm Philippa Hitchin.